Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company. I hope you guys are doing well. It's been a little bit of a time, but boy, you know me. If I'm quiet, that means that I'm up to something. So, I have a lot of things to talk about, a lot of things to inform you with of what we've been doing with The Tall Company, and some do's and don'ts that I've came across when it comes to donating. Yes, it's levels to this, man. And I've been noticing a lot of things going on in the streets when it's coming to donations and helping people and trying to better our community. So that's what this episode is going to be about. Just a little kind of in depth about what I've been seeing in the streets, what we've been dealing with, and how I think we can help each other. So, per usual, sit back, listen to these messages, and I will get into this right after. Alrighty, thank you so much for listening to those messages. First off, just want to thank everybody who has been supporting The Tall Company, who has been donating, who has been putting in work, my team, my friends, my supporters, man, fireworks, pow, 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 pow. You guys are freaking amazing. Love you guys. Thank you so much for all the support and the encouragement that we are getting. It is insane because, to tell you the truth, there is so much more work to do. So that's why I'm getting into my topic. So I don't know if you guys, some of my friends and people who follow me, they may have came across the article I had a chance to work with Splash Magazine, and I did an article on the do's and don'ts of donating, because after being in the, like, I guess you could say the field or the streets for about 8 months now, you come to kind of see the real of what's going on, because we all are in our daily lives, you know, we go to work, we have our everyday things that we do, and sometimes we can't see what's really going on beneath us, you know, or around us when we're in our house watching TV, eating our dinner, and having a good time. So being in the streets, I've noticed that, yes, we all know that homelessness is a problem, and yes, we really don't want it. We would love everybody to be in their house and productive citizens, blah, 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 blah. But when it comes to us trying to fix the problem, it is so lazy, to say the least. I cannot tell you how irritating it is, to be honest, to just deal with how these people are donating, what they're willing to do. Because at the end of the day, most people, when they donate, they're not donating out of their best. They're donating out of, you know, whatever they have left. So it's like when it comes to clothing, you know, people want to just give away their clothes. They want to give away the clothes so they can clear out their closet so they can buy more clothes. It has nothing to do with helping a homeless person. They just want to get rid of these clothes by any means. It could be, give it to the homeless, or I'm going to give it to Goodwill, or whatever. I just need it at my house. I'll throw it away. So when I come across like tent towns, and when I come across people are basically giving their garbage to people, whether it be the food. Like, we don't go out and ask a person, hey, what do you want to eat? We'll give them whatever we want to give them. And we, in our minds, think that they'll accept that. Like, oh yeah, great, thank you. Yes, I did want this. This ham sandwich is delicious. Not knowing that that person may A, not eat ham, B, could be allergic to it, C, maybe they just don't want ham, they just don't like it. But we just forcing things on them, and we don't understand the mental part that that does to them. Can you imagine if somebody came to your house every day trying to give you garbage? Every day? I come to your house with some half-eaten food, or I give you some food that you are allergic to, or you don't like, or you hate the smell of it, and I bring it to your doorstep, and I say, hey, here, take this food, take this garbage. and be happy that I'm giving it to you. Now, Dagagar, you have all this, these items that you don't need. Where do those items go? They just pile up at the tent towns. So now, the people in need have to be your garbage man. I've been to tent towns that literally once a week, they have to go and clean up all the garbage, all the donations that don't get used, that people just drop off. I was sitting down Roosevelt and Desplaines, and we were talking to one of the mayors there. His name is Jamaica. He's an amazing guy. This guy does so much for so many people. I cannot tell you like how special this man is. Like, he literally is an angel. So we're sitting in the car talking to him about what we're trying to do and helping people out. And while we're sitting in the car, people are pulling up, literally just dropping things off, not talking to anybody, not seeing if anybody needed anything, just literally dropping bags and boxes of food and clothes and items that, to be honest, at the time, that whole entire tent town was no one in there. It was just tents. But people are so, like, used to doing the least resistant thing that they just assume, oh, well, there's tents over there. Normally people are here. There's stuff over here. I'ma just drop my stuff over here. And when I tell you how there was so much crap, I'm pretty sure you guys got a chance to look at my video that I actually did there, where it's just boxes of boxes. I had a whole box of hot dogs, like two giant boxes of hot dogs. Who just comes and drops off a box of hot dogs to a place that nobody's there? And then what are they gonna do? Like, there's only 12 people in this place. What are you gonna do with a box, two boxes of hot dogs? Like, they can't consume. These aren't superhumans. They can't consume all this food. So guess what happens to the food? It becomes rat food. So now, not only do they have to sit in the filth and the nonsense of just poverty, now they have to deal with this extreme rodent and pest problem, and they still have to clean up all this item, these items that come every day and pile up. It's great to donate. It's great to help others out. But what we're losing in a society in general is communication. We are so stuck in our phones and in our own little lanes that we will never go out the box and just say, hey, what can I do to help you? What do you really need? Because that's what we do. We have to. There's no way. Otherwise, I'll be wasting time and money. I'll be wasting donations. I'll be wasting energy if I'm just giving people stuff that they don't need. And I'm not keeping in contact with these people. Like, most homeless people, crazy enough, they have phones. I keep phone numbers. You have to. Like, all my team, we have to keep up with these people. And even that is a task. So, we have to kind of really, really take back our idea of what poverty is. And stop thinking that I just want to make sure that these people can eat. I just want to make sure these people are warm. You should be thinking, how can I make these people live in the way I live? How can I make sure that they get a house? How can I make sure that they get a job? How can I make sure that they get mental help? Because that's the thing. A lot of these people, you have to really sit down with these people. Some people, they're happy with being homeless. They're happy with getting handouts. So when you're giving them things, it could make it where, honestly, they'll never, ever get out of this situation. And then there's others who want to get out of this situation. And they're happy for the donations, but they want to be normal. They want housing. They want jobs. They want, and they have the skills to do so. You know, I see the articles on them building little tiny towns and, oh, it's so cute. A little house. Oh, To me, that's just building a jail. Like, you're basically segregating them, saying, oh, you're not good enough to be in a single family home. You're not good enough to have a job. You're not good enough to have a car. You are only good enough to have this little bitty box, this little tiny home. And we painted them all these cute colors for you. So it's nice, nice. That's not how it works. That's so backwards. Why would I want to build you a cell, a box, instead of just making you a normal citizen? Figuring out what the issue is. Because we're burning money. We're burning money. And the government is losing money because they are... These are tax-paying citizens. These people are supposed to be working. These people are supposed to have careers. These people had careers. And I can understand the tiny homes if we were in China where, oh my God, we're overpopulated and we don't have any space. We don't have any land. We don't have any houses. I drove around the other day and I swear about 40% of Chicago's property is for sale. And guess who used to own that 40%? Those people that are in tent towns that you're trying to say that they can't live in their own homes that they used to have. They can only live in boxes. Not trying to be a arrogant prick about this, guys. But we got to do better. That's not how it works. It's not. Like, I know a lot of us have these assumptions, but please take the assumptions out. We already know what assume means. It's time for us to take effort and action. We have to go out to our community. We need to... These places... I live in Round Lake Beach. Round Lake Beach, Illinois. I'm like right down the street. Like, I'm from like near Great America. There's no homeless people by me. Otherwise, I would be out here. I go to all the way 50 miles into the city that I don't live in to help a community that's not my community. It's our responsibility as Chicagoans, as humans, to make sure that the people around us, our neighbors, are okay. So, not trying to guilt trip anybody or anything, but there's no reason for homeless people to be around. There's no reason for any of that. Especially when we can do it all collectively. This can't happen with one person. I can do all this. I'm not God. I'm not a miracle worker. I'm just normal Cam. And I get tired. I get frustrated. I get sleepy and want to actually just have fun too. But if we do it all together, man, this is so simple. But that's why we created the Tall Company. Because I'm going to make all y'all stand tall at the end of the day. We all going to unite, whether you like it or not. I'm not going. Because I know there's so much love in this city. Like, as much as they trying to paint us as this evil, we shooting and killing, robbing, blah, 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 blah. It's not us. I'm in these streets every day. I drive so much. People wouldn't even understand how many miles I put on my cars. That's why all my cars die. Because it's just, I'm running around trying to help everybody, running around trying to do this. Gotta get these people, gotta get that. Man, you gotta, it takes a lot. And then my team, I'm stressing out my team gotta pick up the ends. And man, we need to do this as a whole city. All of us. Because this COVID and everything, this should have shown that none of us are singled out. We all are one. This is the time for us to go ahead and put aside our retarded and crazy and silly and us, all that. We need to put it to the side now. This is the time for us to get together and help each other, because we won't be able to make it. So, guys, I love you all. You know how much I love you guys. So I had to make a podcast. I had to stop what I was doing and address this. So please, please, guys, if you want to donate, talk to the person first before you give them anything. Ask them what they need. Go out your way. And when you do give them what they need, give them the best of the best. If they want a bike lock, go get them a freaking $50 bike lock if you can afford it. If you got that, do that. Don't give them the cheap. Don't give them your garbage. Wouldn't you want somebody to give you a luxury item? Wouldn't you want somebody to give you something you were dreaming about? That's what changes lives. That's what makes people say, you know what, I'm not accepting this no more. It only takes one person to make another person change their life. So please, guys, go out there and change some lives. This is Cameron Holloman, CEO of Let Me Suit You Bespoke Clothing, founder of The Tall Company. There's a lot more coming, guys, so get ready for the tsunami. I love you. Look forward to seeing all you guys in the streets this summer, because we're going to be out here changing lives. And you, yeah, you, going to be right there with me. Have a great Friday, guys. Be safe.